Bible Study, Apostasy versus Backsliding, Knowing the Difference. Introduction. One of the most misunderstood topics in Christianity is the difference between apostasy and backsliding. Many believers use these terms interchangeably, but Scripture makes a clear distinction between falling into sin and deliberately abandoning the faith. Understanding this difference matters because one leads to restoration, the other leads to spiritual ruin. Confusing the two can either condemn people God is restoring or excuse rejection of truth. This Bible study will define both concepts using clear scripture, biblical examples, and modern analogies to help believers rightly divide the Word of God. Number 1. What is apostasy? Walking away from the faith. Biblical definition. Apostasy is a willful, informed rejection of the faith after knowing the truth. This is not stumbling. This is turning away. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected, concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. Biblical example, Judas Iscariot, Acts chapter 1, verse 25. To take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Judas walked with Jesus, and he heard the truth. He performed ministry, yet he knowingly betrayed Christ. Judas did not stumble and repent. He rejected Christ and chose another path. This is apostasy, modern analogy. Apostasy. Think of a professional athlete who reaches the highest level of their sport, fully understands the game, signs a contract, and then publicly renounces the sport, mocks it, and joins a rival organization to undermine it. This is not losing a game. This is walking away from the team entirely. In modern culture, there are well-known public figures who once openly professed Christianity, later publicly renounced the faith, rejected biblical authority, and encouraged others to do the same. Regardless of popularity, Scripture would define that action as apostasy, not backsliding. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Number 2. What is backsliding? Falling but not forsaking. Biblical definition. Backsliding is when a believer falls into sin or disobedience, but does not reject God, truth, or faith. There is conviction, repentance, and restoration. Jeremiah 3 and 22. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Biblical example, King David. Psalm 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. David committed adultery and murder, yet he repented. God restored him. David fell badly, but he never abandoned God. Biblical example, Apostle Peter. Luke chapter 22, verses 61 and 62. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. Peter denied Jesus. He felt deep conviction. Jesus restored him. John chapter 21. Peter stumbled, but he returned. Modern analogy? Backsliding. Think of a famous athlete or public figure who makes serious moral mistakes in the public eye, steps away in shame, faces consequences, but later takes responsibility, humbles themselves, and returns changed. A commonly referenced example in culture is Tiger Woods. He experienced a major moral fall, faced public consequences, took time away, returned disciplined, humbled, and restored to competition. That is not quitting the sport. That is falling and getting back up. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. Number 3. Key differences at a glance. Backsliding apostasy. Falls into sin, rejects truth. Conviction remains. Conviction rejected. Repentance possible. Repentance resisted. Restoration available. Judgment warned. Still desires God, walks away from God. Conclusion, the Bible is clear. Backsliders fall, but return. Apostates walk away and do not return. David fell and repented. Peter denied and wept. Judas rejected and departed. Hymenaeus and Alexander shipwrecked their faith. Hebrews 3 and 12, NKJV. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. This study reminds us to extend grace to the repentant, maintain discernment toward rejection of truth, guard our own hearts so we do not drift into unbelief. Final takeaway: backsliding is falling while still facing God. Apostasy is turning your back on God and walking away from the faith.